Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Last fall, the man known as the Fabulous One guy was unsure if he would ever be able to sing again. Entertainer Gordy Pratt was diagnosed with tonsil cancer. A long road of radiation treatments and chemotherapy not only allowed Pratt to say he is now cancer-free, it put him back in the saddle. Tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. local time, Gordy Pratt, his longtime comedy and music partner Dallas Sellers, and friend and fiddle champion Kenny Putnam get together for Gordy Pratt Back in the Saddle at the Homestead Opera House in Lead. And it is great to have them all together for today's Moment in Sound. Gordy, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me. And thanks for you being here. I thought you'd be long gone to some major market, you know, working for some big old pub. And thank you for staying. You're the best.
Thank you. Why would I leave South Dakota? I don't know why I would do that. Dallas Sellers is also with us. Thanks, Dallas.
Hey, good to be with you this morning, and nice to hear your voice again.
And Kenny Putnam as well. Hi, Kenny.
How we doing?
Doing all right. Now, I think the last time I saw Gordy in Dallas, at least in person, was the morning of a blizzard. And we were at the Rapid City studio, the Black Hills studio there for South Dakota Public Broadcasting. And we thought, well, we're going to have to come up with a plan B. And no, we did not, because Gordy in Dallas braved a pretty epic blizzard to make sure that they made it to the studio to play live for South Dakota Public Broadcasting listeners. You always show up.
We always show up. We may not be very good, but we show up.
It's your new tagline. We always show up.
We have Dallas in Sundance and Kenneth in Rapid City, and I'm in the Spearfish.
Wow.
And here we
wow.
are talking to Lori. Are you in Rapid? Are you in Vermilion or Sioux Falls?
I'm in Sioux Falls today. Yep.
Okay.
There we go. We've got all kinds of pins on the map. I want to talk about this new program first, Back in the Saddle, and we're going to play some music for people here in just a minute. But tell me, Gordy, we'll start with you a little bit about what people can expect for this show.
We're doing something a little bit different. Dallas and I put together a just comedy show, which we did for banquet shows, and it was just great. But we're approaching this in a whole different way. We're not going to do anything funny. It really, the concert should be called Nothing Funny or No Hats. You know, we always have to drag around. I said, Dallas, let's not drag around our hats. You said, great.
It's time to lay the hat down.
really? You're not going to be funny? Is that the deal? I didn't know about that.
No, Kenneth. Not going to be funny. We're counting on you for the humor, and I know you know more jokes than I do. So.
I got good material, yes, but
I know you.
Yeah, there's going to be some comedy in this show, isn't there?
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
No, I think so.
I think half the audience believes you, and half the audience is thinks you're joking, and and maybe
that's
the other
good.
Half, three halves
that.
Are confused. Yeah. Well, I want to play a little bit, and we're going to pause here, and we're going to play a little bit of this music so that people have an idea of the folks that we've got on the phone today. And this is Ragtime Cowboy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the spirit of the American cowboy.
There's a little cowboy in all of us. There's different kinds of cowboys. Working cowboys, rodeo cowboys,
yeehaw!
Drugstore cowboys, urban cowboys, midnight cowboys, cartoon cowboys, and even ragtime cowboys. Out in West Dakota, where the Badlands are, and the only thing to guide you is a pink star. The roughest, toughest man by far is Ragtime Cowboy Joe. He got his name from singing to the cows and sheep. Every night they say he sings the herd to sleep. In a yodel-o-lady, singing soft and low. as not to arouse the cows.
So as not to disturb the herd.
Don't wanna rattle the cattle. He always sings raggy music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse.
What a horse!
A syncopated gaiter and a such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater. How they run when they hear the fellas' guns, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin', rootin', tootin' son of a gun from West Dakota, ragtime cowboy Joe. I'm an old cowhand from Dakota land, and I learned to ride before I learned to stand. I'm a riding fool who is up to date. I know every trail in the Rushmore State, 'cause I ride the range in a Ford V8. Yippee-i-o-ki-yay, yeah, yippee-i-o-ki-yay. I'm an old cowhand.
We're old cowhands
from Dakota land.
From Dakota land,
and we come to town just to hear the band. We know all the songs that the cowboys know. At the big corral where the doggies go, 'cause we learned them all off the radio. Yippee-i-o-ki-yay, yeah, yippee-i-o-ki-yay.
One more time.
Yippee-i-o-ki-yay. He always sings,
he sings
raggy music to the cattle as he swings,
as he swings back and
forward in the saddle on a horse.
On
such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater.
How they run
when they hear the fellas' guns, because the western folks all know he's a highfalutin', rootin', tootin' son of a gun from West Dakota, ragtime cowboy. Talk about your cowboy, ragtime cowboy.
Talk about your ragtime cowboy Joe.
Wow.
Little Gordy Pratt and Dallas Sellers there today for Moment in Sound. We've got Gordy on the phone and Dallas on the phone, and Kenny Putnam is with us as well. And you can see them all tomorrow afternoon on Saturday at 2 p.m. local time at the Homestake Opera House in Lead. Moment in Sound on Fridays. They're just my favorite days. So, music.
For Saturday afternoon tomorrow, it is going to be just nasty outside. So what else do you have to do? You might as well come out, enjoy some fun entertainment, and get your fill of some nice, warm South Dakota weather inside.
Yeah. All right, since we're taking off our hats and setting aside the humor, we're going to talk a little bit about this journey of 2020, because you know, everybody is dealing with the impact of a pandemic and isolation and uncertainty. Mm. And then, Gordy, you've also had this cancer journey. And is that a time to set aside your sense of humor and hunker down and figure out how you're going to be here in 2021? Or was your trademark sense of humor part of that that treatment journey as well? Tell me a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
I immediately told everyone I know that I'm looking for cancer jokes. And Dallas came up with the first one, of course. He said, tonsil cancer, it's all in your head. But I did. I chronicled for a long time. I would just joke. Well, when you do something like that, when you engage in something like that, especially for male, there's four or five appointments a day. And I, after about the third one, I thought, boy, I'm not going to be able to deal with this unless I come up with something. And the next time I said, what's your name and your birthday? I said, Gordon Pratt, 11/21/52, a long time ago in a faraway place. And it got a laugh every time.
Dallas, as Gordy's long-term friend, and Kenny, I'll ask you this question too. I mean, this is... this is a lot to go through with someone that you care about and someone that you know so well. What has this been like for you, Dallas?
Well, I was actually asked by Carla Scovell, the director at High Plains Western Heritage Center, if I wanted to do the cowboy show by myself for the summer of 2020. And I said, totally not interested. Gordy is my musical soulmate. And I went through cancer when I was in my mid-40s. I had bladder cancer. But everyone has their own experience. I kind of knew what to expect. But, it was really hard for me to have to just not do anything and watch him go through it. It was tough. And I was really afraid that he wouldn't come back. And I've said this, since he got cancer. I don't know if I'd work again in performing or doing music without Gordy. I might do a few things here and there, but he's my buddy. And it was scary. There was times when I would talk to, as he likes to call Patty, his girlfriend, his bitter two-thirds, and Patty would say, oh, he's not good. He's not responding good. He's sleeping all the time. And it scared me. But I just remained prayerful. And, he came out of the other side just raring to go. And I'm really thankful he did.
Mm. Kenny, how do you think about these things, about these sort of life-altering, crises that come upon us when we least expect it?
Well, Lori, I was so surprised. Every time I talked to Gordy, he sounded exactly the same. And I figured, I thought he was faking it, when I'd he'd be laughing and he sounded just like that. And I wasn't avoiding the subject, but I'd talk about everything else but that. We just talk and like we always have. I just had a feeling that, he's going to come back and get after it again. We didn't even, I don't know if we talked about it all. We talked about, stuff that was going on, but I think, I just wanted to be the guy that, I just wanted to be the guy that he just, talked to
everybody
he never
needs,
sounded sick to me. Yeah. But he did send me some pictures, that were fairly dramatic, but he's great. Yep.
Gordy, everybody needs a few friends that you don't have to tell the story to, right? I mean, someone you can just be a full human being with.
I am so lucky to have so many. I mean, I am so lucky. You asked about the comedy thing, and I went into this thing, and I've got about, probably 100 pages of notes about cancer comedy and, working on it. Finally, I got to the point where things were getting pretty serious, and I looked at my doctor, Dr. Patel, and I said, it's not funny, is it? And he said, no, it's not funny. And at that point, it didn't become funny, and I haven't looked at my notes, but someday I'm going to look at those, and we're going to have some cancer comedy, darn it.
Someday this will be funny, but not today.
Someday. That's right. That's true of so many things.
But, music, and let's talk about music and that journey, though, because, and I want to, broaden this out to people who are kind of enduring, the uncertainty of a pandemic or job losses or, however 2020 has affected people. A healthy sense of humor that, realizes when things are not funny, I think is important. And then you mentioned friendship and the connection that you have, which largely for all three of you is through music, is through this lifelong pursuit of connection and music. So let's talk about why we need music right now, live music, recorded music. Like, Gordy, what does music mean? Does it mean something different to you in 2020 than it meant before?
Well, it's more and more precious. It becomes more and more precious. I've done several gigs, and I've just had the best time, and I don't know if I'm going to do it today. This was a couple months ago, but 10 people sitting around a kitchen table, and we had a ball. For an hour and a half. Did that three different times in three different places. And, you know, the challenge is, what Dallas and I were talking about it, driving back up the hill after we had our fancy clothes on this morning and did the television show, that, you know, you need a big room. I'm a producer. The only reason I've gotten any jobs as a musician and entertainer is because I made them up. I chased them, I created them, or whatever. And I can't help that. I just love doing that. And the only thing I can think of, like in Spearfish, would be the pavilion, which is a big space, and you could get maybe 20 people spread all over hell and make it work, you know, make that live music work. But and I've always had a problem with recorded music. I've never really liked it. I like live music. Thank God I play my own.
Well, I'm going to talk to Dallas and Kenny about that same question, but first we are going to play a little more music here from you, and this one for a moment in sound today, since we can't have the three of you crowded around our tiny studio in the Black Hills radio space. We're going to bring it off the recording. This is Son of a Gun.
I'm jealous of my teenage son. He lives the life I'd like to. Eats potato chips all day long. Learns all the words to those dumb new songs. I got the weight of the world upon my shoulders. He gets the girls and I get older. I want to be him. Good looking son of a gun. I'm tired of being me. I'm sick and tired of not having any fun. I wanna be my son of a gun. I don't wanna be the gun. I'm jealous of my teenage son. He lives the life I'd like to. He's as free as a bird, and the bird is a word. He can cock-a-doodle-doo like you've never heard. I don't see him very often, but when I do, I ask, how's your girl? He says, which two? I want to be him, good-looking son of a gun. I'm tired of being me. I'm sick and tired of not having any fun. I want to be my son of a gun. I don't want to be the gun. I don't want to be the gun. I'm shot. I just want to have some fun, and I'm not. I don't want to be the gun for what? I just want to have some fun. Why not? I've still got a little get up and go. I don't want to be the gun no more. I'm jealous of my teenage son. He lives the life I used to. Plays real hard and only works a little. Got no tie around his middle. Chasing girls and breaking laws till one of those girls sinks in their claws. I don't want to be him, sad looking son of a gun. I'm glad it's not me. He'll be sick and tired of not having any fun. I don't want to be my son of a gun. I'm happy just to be the gun. I'm happy just to be the gun. I've been there. They had the first fight and she won. It's not fair. She says that he's the one she's locked on. Sorry looking son of a gun. He's long gone. He used to have a lot of get up and go. It got up and went. He ain't got no more. I can't watch. I just can't look. I know he's gonna shoot himself in the foot. She's got that poor boy on the run. He's the son of a son of a son of a gun.
For today's moment in sound, we've got a little music from our friends Gordy Pratt, Dallas Sellers, and Kenny Putnam. You can see Gordy Pratt back in the saddle at the Homestake Opera House in Lead tomorrow afternoon
back
at 2 p.m.
And
still. Kenny,
you know,
does music
you know,
mean?
Lori,
Go ahead.
I said, some fancy famous singer could really just tear that song up. And I could pay off the mortgage for my house. So if anybody out there in Radio Land knows some famous singer who just killed that song, let me know. I was going to ask Kenny if he remembers that. 1996.
Kenny? What, that song? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember it. I was never on it.
Yeah. Yeah, we got about 2 minutes left. I'm not even going to talk. I'm just going to let you guys go.
Well, yeah. You know, I've been setting up Kenny for years.
Yeah, really. You know, I never work alone. And so then I had to have Gordy, you know. So, yeah, it's a...
We hooked up.
It's been a... You know, it's theater. It's really not... It's a whole package. Like he was talking about being a producer, you know. And so with Gordy comes a lot of... shtick, you know, flat out shtick. And of course, one of my favorite times was we hired him for the South Dakota Acoustic Christmas, and he came on and did the 12 Days of Christmas with car horns and whoopee cushions and just about everything, and it was hilarious. And then he's got some tender, beautiful music to offer. Plus he's a fantastic guitar player. He's bona fide. You know, he studied lute. Yeah. And
bona fide.
Now, is that no?
I'm.
No, yeah, he's bona fide.
I'm going to regain control here and say that you can see Gordy Pratt back in the saddle at the Homestake Opera House in Lee. That's tomorrow at 2 p.m. There's music, there's comedy, there's some shtick, and maybe even some hats. Gordy, thank you so much for being here. Dallas, Kenny, thank you. Thanks,
thank
everyone.
You.